Este es el mejor momento para preparar tu hogar para las fiestas y recibir a los invitados. Porque en The Home Depot encuentras ahorros de hasta 40% en baños seleccionados por internet. Además de entrega gratis en todos los tocadores y grifos por internet. Deja tu casa lista para esas visitas esperadas. Familia, amigos, vecinos y las inesperadas. Deja tu baño listo para las fiestas con ahorros de hasta 40% en tocadores y grifos en The Home Depot. Haces más, logras más.
The penultimate preseason game between the Hurricanes and the Nashville Predators is tonight in Nashville. Rod Brindamore joins us. I've taken a look at the lineup. There's obviously not a lot of guys who figure to be on the opening night roster out there tonight, but there is one name that continues to intrigue me. And I know you were very impressed with him the first preseason game. Felix Ungersorum, who just turned 18 like 2.5 weeks ago, is going to get another crack at it tonight. What has impressed you about his game so far?
Well, if you just take the age out of it, you would think he's played a lot of years. So that's the impressive part. He asked a lot of really great questions. He's got a really high hockey IQ. So I think, you know, that's what's enabled him to kind of stand out. Certainly has a pretty good skill level as well. So, you know, he's definitely caught the eye of everybody, and we'll give him another chance tonight.
Has he caught the eye of everybody to the point where, because he is so young, you get almost a free look for a few games on the NHL roster and before you send him back probably to playing with his team in Sweden? Is it to that point?
I don't know. We've had those conversations. I just think it's, you know, we're still plugging away here trying to get a good read on everybody personally, right? And this is kind of the last game for that. So once we get through that, then I think those kind of conversations would happen.
Yeah, not to look ahead to a game that is tomorrow, but does that figure to look like your NHL lineup?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, that's the game that we were kind of penciled in all along as, okay, let's get our guys in and, you know, get them one last tune-up before we get going.
None of us were aware of what was going on Friday. There was no radio coverage of it. There was nothing. Stormy was live tweeting one of the games. So how did you keep tabs on two games going on at the same time in two different cities?
I went to Florida. So obviously got tabs on that one. And then saw the third period live on just watching it because our games were staggered a little.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we obviously kind of looked at it. It's a weird way we did it, but it was good because those games were trying to get the individuals and look at those guys. And then there was some guys' first game, so it was getting the rust off. So that's really what we were kind of trying to accomplish, and I think we did.
Real quick, back to the game tomorrow and the NHL lineup drawing back in. Do you anticipate Andrei Svechnikov playing?
Probably not at this point. I think it's still a little iffy. So if it's a little iffy, there's just no chance that we're going to, you know, throw him into a game. I'd love to, obviously. But at this point, that's kind of where we're at, and we're still taking a day at a time, and you know, it's right around the corner, hopefully, but obviously no real reason to throw him into this game.
And this is the way I've talked about it yesterday, that games 83 through 105 are a whole lot more important than game 1 through 6. So can you see, hey, Andre, we're going to take it slow. We're going to give you a week or whatever it is. I mean, I'm not ruling him out for the opener. I'm not. I'm sure you're not ruling him out for the opener, but it just isn't that important.
Well, I mean, it's important. It's just not – at the end of the day, it's an easy decision. Until they really clear him 100% and say he's good, then it's just – well, we're going day to day, so it hasn't happened yet. So we'll see when it does. We'll chuck him in there.
How have you liked what Teuvo Teravainen has been? I mean, again, not a lot of games for Teuvo, and he is a game guy more than a practice guy historically. How do you gauge where he's at?
Well, they all came into camp in the shape we wanted, so that's good. And then now I wouldn't make any assessments off of, you know, one preseason game on anybody, really. So,
right.
Especially guys that have a little bit of a track record with. So we'll see after tomorrow night to kind of get a better feel for how where everyone is, you know, game-like. I mean, we haven't done a lot of game
right.
situations yet. So it'll be a good outing for majority of our guys.
All right, and finally, what decisions do you have to make between now and, well, just say the weekend, now and Wednesday?
There's a few, obviously. We've got one extra or two extra players at a couple positions.
Yeah.
Those are decisions that, you know, we'll make. And I don't know that anything will be a final decision. I just think it's, you know, which way we go. And up front, too, there's still, I would say it's still some questions on the forward group as a whole. Who we keep them as a group, because you got to have the 12 that play, but there's got to be, a 13 or 14 guys, just because you know how that goes. So there are some definite questions there, and I think that's what tonight will certainly help us make that final kind of cut, if you will.
Rod Brindamore, thank you very much for your time. Good luck against the Predators. See you at the rink tomorrow.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, it is. The final preseason game is tomorrow. We'll see most of, if not all, of the NHL group, because there are none of them in the lineup tonight. And a reminder that the Canes Corner podcast live immediately following the postgame show on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh. If you are listening here, you understand what we're talking about. So we'll talk about the game, and you will. I will be at Studio Screened In Porch, Studio SIP.
Yes, with Earl, potentially.
I don't know if Earl's coming on.
Okay.
Earl is, because he can't watch it.
Season. Yeah.
He can't watch it, and I can't put headphones on him.
Yeah.
So he won't be able to listen to the game. He will offer nothing.
Yeah.
Vengan todos a la venta para amigos y familiares de JCPenney hasta el domingo. Usa el cupón de 30% extra en la tienda y llena tu carrito con estilo y ahorros. Y obtén hasta 60% de descuento en joyería fina y de moda. Además, ahorra hasta 40% en ropa elegante para toda la familia. Compren juntos y luzcan de lo mejor este otoño. JCPenney, vale la pena. Selección de estilos, aplican exclusiones, cupón y oferta de ropa válidos hasta el 8 de octubre. Oferta de joyería válida hasta el 22 de octubre. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.